Hello and welcome back to another episode. The German potato is back, and today we are talking about something every fighter has experienced. You are in the middle of a round, your body feels good, your conditioning is fine, technically you know exactly what you should do, but somehow you are not fully there. Maybe you miss simple openings, you react a fraction of a second too late. Your coach is giving instructions, but you barely hear them. Your mind drifts, and many athletes believe this is simply a lack of concentration. From a neuroscience perspective, it's much more complex than that. And today we are going to explore why attention is not just a mental skill, it's a function of your nervous system. And at the beginning of the episode, I want to take a moment to clarify something that is really important to me. Neuroathletics or brain-based training should not be seen as a replacement for training. It is not about replacing strength training. It's not about replacing conditioning training or sport-specific practice or the work that athletes and coaches have been doing for years. Instead, brain-based training should be understood as a valuable addition and complement to a complete training approach. It focuses on the connection between the nervous system and the body, and the brain and the body, and combining neuroscience with biomechanics to better understand how we move, how we perform, how we adapt and respond. The goal is to understand the body in its full complexity and to recognize that performance is influenced by many different systems and they are working together. By improving our understanding of the nervous system, we can support movement quality, coordination, perception, and overall performance. No professional coach or serious trainer would say that athletes should stop all other forms of training and only do brain-based training. That would not represent a complete or balanced approach. The best results come from combining different methods in a way that supports the individual athlete and their goals. I want to bring attention to this because it is important that we look at brain-based training with the right perspective, not as a replacement, but as another valuable tool in the toolbox of training and performance. Thank you, and I hope this helps create a clearer understanding of what brain-based training is really about. And now we start the next episode. Let's go! Your brain never experiences reality directly. One of the most important concepts in brain-based training is that your brain never experiences reality directly. Instead, it creates an internal model of the world using sensory information. Everything you experience, the position of your opponent, for example, or the distance, the speed, the timing, is constructed from incoming information. And here is the problem. Your brain is constantly receiving millions of bits of sensory information every second. We talk about your visual system or about your vision, your balance, your vestibular system, your body position, your proprioceptive view or your proprioceptive system, the touch, sound, breathing, or muscle tension. It would be impossible to consciously process all of it. So your brain filters. Attention is essentially that filter. It determines which information reach conscious awareness and which information never does. And here is a brain's filter who is called the thalamus. To better understanding attention, we need to talk about this small but incredibly important structure in the brain. I call it 2 seconds before, The thalamus. The thalamus is often described as the brain's relay station because almost all sensory information passes through it before reaching the cortex. But it does much more than simply forward information. Your thalamus constantly filters incoming sensory input and helps determine what deserves your attention. In other words, it plays a key role in goal direction attention. Imagine you are in the middle of a fight. Your opponent is moving. Your coach is shouting instructions. The crowd is making noise. You feel your heartbeat, your breathing, and every movement of your body. Your brain cannot consciously process all of these signals at the same time, and the thalamus helps prioritize the information that is almost relevant for your current goal, while suppressing information that is less important. This filtering process allows you to stay focused on your opponent instead of becoming overwhelmed by every sensory stimulus around you. However, under high levels of stress, fatigue, or sensory overload, this filtering process can become less efficient. As a result, attention may become unstable. You might become distracted by irrelevant stimuli, miss important visual cues, or you are struggling to maintain focus on the task at hand. From a brain-based perspective, improving sensory processing means giving structures like the thalamus clearer and more reliable information to work with. The more efficiently your brain can filter and prioritize incoming sensory input, the easier it becomes to maintain attention. Even under the intense demands of combat sports. And why focus slips during a fight? Let's get back to the situation we talked three or four minutes before. Imagine you are in a sparring. Your opponent changes levels. You hear your coach. The crowd is making noise and you are thinking about your game plan, you're monitoring your breathing, and you are anticipating the next attack. At the same time, your visual system tracks movement. Your vestibular system monitors head position. Your proprioceptive system, or proprioceptive is a word, oh, so hard sometimes, tells your brain where every joint is located. And all of these systems compete for processing resources. If the demand exceeds what your brain can efficiently process, something has to give. We talk about attention becomes unstable. You stop noticing certain details. Maybe your decisions become slower. Sometimes your thoughts even wander for just a brief moment. And that is not because you are lazy. That is not because you don't care. That is because your nervous system has reached its processing capacity. And stress changes your attention. Stress changes the way your brain allocates attention. The higher the perceived threat, the more your brain shifts toward survival. Instead of processing broad information, it begins prioritizing only what appears immediately relevant. This is why many fighters develop an extremely narrow focus under pressure. From an evolutionary perspective, this makes perfect sense. If you ancestors were facing immediate danger, processing every detail of the environment was not useful. Survival depended on detecting the biggest threat as quickly as possible. And the same mechanism still exists today. The difference is that in combat sports, overly narrow attention can become a disadvantage. You may stop seeing feints, you miss openings, you lose awareness of distance. Maybe you stop hearing your coach, and that is not the fact that your brain is broken, it's simply trying to protect you. And one of the biggest contributors to attention is vision. Vision is not just about seeing clear. It's about collecting accurate information. If your eyes struggle to track movement, if your peripheral awareness is limited, if your eye movement are inefficient, your brain has to spend more energy simply gathering information. That leaves fewer resources available for decision making. This is one of the reasons why vision training can improve focus. Not because it magically increases concentration, but because it reduces the workload placed on the brain. And the most important questions for you and for me is, can focus be trained? Absolutely, but probably not the way most people think. You don't improve attention simply by telling yourself to focus. You improve it by improving the systems that create attention. That may include training smooth eye movements, improving peripheral awareness, optimizing head and eye coordination, developing better balance, improving breathing, reducing unnecessary threat signals reaching the brain. And the goal is not to force concentration. The goal is to build a nervous system that can process more information with less effort. And better information creates better decisions. Every decision starts with perception. If your brain detects the right information earlier, it has more time to choose the appropriate response. This is one reason why elite fighters often seem incredibly calm. They are not necessarily thinking faster. Their nervous system simply receives better information, and that allows them to make cleaner decisions under pressure. And I want to share some final thoughts. The next time you lose focus during training or a competition, don't immediately assume it's a problem of discipline or of focus itself. Instead, ask yourself a different question from my point of view. Was my brain receiving the information it needed? Because attention is rarely just psychological. It's neurological. The better your brain gathers information, the better it filters that information, the better your decision becomes. And in combat sports, better decisions often make the difference between winning and losing. And I want to say thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you enjoyed it, I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with a teammate or a coach who might benefit from it. And you can also find more neuroscience and combat sports content on my Instagram account, laraschwab.brainathletics. Thank you for your time. Take care. Keep training your brain. And I will see you in the next episode.